What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, what a day. Phil's made a big old move. Really big move. And, of course, they could still make more today. That's what Dave Dombrowski's rep was before he got here. Now, he got here and did a lot more tinkering around the edges when it came to trades. But, boy, he went in yesterday and acquired a heck of a pitcher with Duran, the closer from the Minnesota Twins, who is now the closer for the Phils. All right, good morning to you. As we broadcast from McGurk's, we're at the McGurk's in Horsham. We've been at other McGurk's at times through the years, but we love the McGurk's in Horsham when we are here. We're always here on a big day, maybe a big Eagles-Birds Town Hall kind of day or a Phillies trade deadline day. Well, it's trade deadline day, 6 o'clock tonight, so 11 hours for that trade deadline. Be tuned all day. We'll keep you up to date, including Seltzer on the update desk and the breaking news desk. And, of course, your chance to weigh in, 215-592-9494. And, James, we love when Ben Davis and Ruben Amaro weigh in.
That's right. Ruben Amaro and Ben Davis in studio are brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Well, we do, and we will. Ben, you pumped up, bud?
Fired up. I mean, fired up and then some. This is a big day. This is a really big day, and this was a huge deal for the Phillies. I'm trying to think about where this team can go with a legitimate closer. And I think the sky's the limit.
Well, I can tell you where they can go. They can go to Broad Street for a parade. Yeah, doesn't mean they will, but they can. The job became a lot easier last night. And I'm not saying it's easy, Ben. I want to be very clear. But it became easier because with what – you know, you think about what the bullpen was, and now you see a scenario where you can paint a picture that the bullpen in October can look like Duran, Kirkering, and Strom. I'm going back order here. Duran, Kirkering, Strom, David Robertson, probably Lizardo or Nola, probably Painter, probably Tanner Banks. Ben, that's a completely different bullpen.
Yeah, it is, and a legitimate one at that. I don't know if Painter and Nola are going to go there. But
I don't think Nola will. I think Lizardo and Painter will.
We'll see.
All right, Rube, your thoughts on the trade. You've made many of these. This was a big one. Phils gave up a lot. They got a lot. What do you make of it?
I think it's huge, and I think it also will tell you that the Phillies are all in. And I've been talking about that a lot for a while now, and I think they realize where the window is. And it's pretty clear in my mind that these guys are all in to win. And I think that was the thought process in the beginning of the season. I think it's the thought process during the course of this season, and they're showing it with the actions that they're taking. They gave up a lot, but you got to give up a lot to get a lot, and they got the best closer available. And when you do that, you're giving your team a chance to win a World Series.
For sure.
And that's a thing of beauty.
Rube, I'm sorry, John.
Rube, this is a distinctive difference between the other relievers who we've seen as Phillies fans over the last decade. Like, this is a different species of closer, correct? Like, the real closer, the guy who can really put a bow on it every single time, every single night.
Yeah, and I think – And he's not going to be perfect. You kind of hope that he's perfect through the end of the year, but this is a guy that that gives you a chance to be perfect all the way through the end of the season because of his stuff. And he's been there and done it, and his save percentage is also one of the best in history. So, you know, wow. You got to love a guy that that has been there and done it. Now, I've been talking about this a lot. You know, it's different to pitch in the Northeast, but this guy has pitched in the tight. Well, I call it in the tight, meaning he's pitched in games that are meaningful in playoff games. And I've talked to some scouts from the Phillies about this since the trade, and they said, yeah, when he got an opportunity to pitch in the playoffs a couple of times, he was as dominant in those playoff situations as he was
important.
You know, during the year. And that is huge.
So that's called tight.
Rube, you've traded a lot of prospects, obviously, when you acquired a lot of great players back in, you know, 9, 10, 11. Taid, that one hurts more than Abel, right? Like, the audience is more familiar with Abel. We've seen him. He had some really good starts in a couple of limited starts. But Taid, the higher prospect that's harder to give up, correct?
Yeah, Taid reminds me of the guy that I gave up for Doc in Travis d'Arnaud. I mean, Darno, he's a guy that I wanted to – I tried to trade back for him the next year, and I talked to Alex Anthopoulos about trying to get him back. But, hey, you got to give up – you know, you're getting a legitimate major league player who's performed. And that's – you know, as far as I'm concerned, I give up any prospect, almost any prospect for guys who are performing, especially at this level, and the fact that he's got – they've got him under control. So this sort of reminds me of some of the deals that we made, because sure, every single deal that we made, and we gave up a lot, not too many of those guys backfired on us, but you gave up a lot because you had this guy under control.
Absolutely.
That's the big deal.
All right, from McGurk's in Horsham, your chance to weigh in. Now, reminder, it's trade deadline day today, so we got a lot to react to, but also to preview with the deadline now a little under 11 hours away. Radio station will be broadcasting here through 6 p.m., so that includes Joe and Hugh's show, that includes Spike, Ike, and the O Show. Be listening over the next 11 hours as we lead you up as a radio station to the 6 p.m. deadline today. All right, JL is with us right now, calling from West Philly. Good morning, JL.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good, buddy. Pumped up, JL.
I can't call it. I just got a couple questions because I'm a little confused. I like the trade and all, but don't we have to be in a closed situation to need a closer?
Well, yeah, that's one way of looking at it. But with this starting rotation, I mean, they are in it quite a bit, JL. They're, you know, a little over 10 games above 500. They're a good team trying to become a great team.
So how about last night in the seventh inning? Would that have been considered a closing situation?
No.
Last night, didn't it feel like we were holding back
but
a bit?
There also, they moved to Joe's to point that he said there. Is it moves guys up. The fact that you have Duran in the ninth, then you can use Strom in the seventh or Kirkring in the seventh or whatever these guys that you're not hanging on to for later, and thus you don't get yourself into those situations where guys who aren't good enough are pitching in those spots.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
yes, it will help. Like, yes, you need to be winning to close, but having a closer will help the entire bullpen and help you have leads at the end of games.
Exactly. Now, look, we also hope they hit better, JL. I mean, to be clear, they didn't hit well last night. I mean,
my next point. Like, don't we got the top five payroll in the league and they need help? I'm confused.
Well, yeah, you're no. I mean, you're right.
What a fun call.
Listen. I mean, JL, you're not wrong. They got
to
hit better.
We are going
JL,
to get
if
more
this
help.
Team doesn't hit better, they're not going to win the World Series. Point blank, period.
I agree.
They have to hit better. Now, one guy can come in here and help them, but the guys that are already here have to hit better for this team to win the World Series. All right, JL, give me a great answer. A closing to a movie, a great ending closing to a movie.
Scarface.
Oh, yeah.
Scarface is a banger. Is that the last scene? I mean, James,
I'm... Scarface is on my list to go back to. It's been,
John,
like 20-plus years.
Stuff's are really overcomplicating this scene. It has to be the definitive last scene.
Well, you're the literalist. Are you kidding me? You're always the one
talking about closers, Joe.
It's
closers are the end.
We're asking for the closing scene
of a movie.
Oh, but it couldn't be the scene before the closing scene.
All right, Rhea, here's my question to you. Do you know off the top of your head when Pacino dies in Scarface, is that the definitive final scene? Because I don't know off the top of my head.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
It's a
Well, that's my point. That's where his butthead Seltzer is being a freaking butthead today.
Maybe we need this.
You, Mr. Literalist, Mr. Every word has to be precise.
I mean, I know he does in the last 2 minutes,
for real,
but,
like,
but maybe they. Maybe they flash up to the sky.
You
say,
are the one
hey,
who
sky.
Always does this.
Hey, Sky,
this
Scarface just died.
Thing.
He just died. I don't know.
So not closing. So seeing it close to an end of the movie.
I mean, I'm
got
just
it.
Saying. Cool. I mean, it makes it easier. 2-1. I mean, you got to get the second out to get the third
ending.
Out. 215-592.
The second out is not the closing.
Mr. Literalist.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, the Phils made one big move, and they certainly could make another. Good morning, T. Is this his song,
James? Entrance song. Yeah. Have you seen it, by the way? Did you see the videos? Like, at CBP in the playoffs, the Durant entrance is going to be freaking electric, dude. It's going to be awesome.
By James, the way, will they do the same thing here, do you think?
I assume so. I mean, it's his entrance. Turn the lights down, do the whole thing, and it's got, like, the Lion King vibes going. It's awesome.
So, Seltzer's from the update desk today.
That's correct.
Now, we're hoping that thing gets active again. It certainly will be for some teams in baseball. James, you think the Phils make another trade?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I really believe that they are going down to bat. I think the question is what level of bat. But I would be shocked, actually shocked, if they don't add some sort of a bet.
Come out to McGurk's today if you can. We're here at Horsham. Our show till 10 o'clock with the radio station broadcasting right on through that 6 p.m. deadline. Your chance also to weigh in on the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Let's find out if any of us are a no. We've got six of us here. Do you like the Phillies trade of Mick Abel and Eduardo Tait for Johan Duran? We all yeses?
Yes.
Yes.
Right across
yes.
the board?
100%.
It's the best yes.
Ruben, are you surprised they got him for this? Was it a little less than you expected?
No, it's about right. I mean, I knew you're going to have to give up. You know, catchers, it's such a premium position that, you know, not too many teams have premium catchers. And when you got a guy who can swing the bat the way the guy can, and from what I understand, and I haven't seen him play a lot, is that he's a pretty darn good receiver. Got a ways to go, but he's way down there in the line. So that's why he's a guy that you can move. I mean, you don't know whether he's going to develop into a major league player or not, or a viable one. And prospects are prospects, man. Like I said before, I'd trade my mom if it made me better.
All right. Second poll question. Do you think Dombrowski will make another meaningful trade today? John, what are your instincts tell you?
Oh, my gosh. I am all but certain. Those are my instincts. I don't want to jinx it in any way. But I am – initially, I guess I was a little hesitant to say that. But, hey –
how quickly we're swayed. Yesterday, it's like, you know, Dombrowski ain't going to do jack. Makes one trade. No, he's going to make seven more.
He told us last night he was not done.
Yeah, he did.
So I expect he's a man of his word, and he's going to go get this done. I'm excited that he feels like he needs to strike while the iron is hot with this team. Yeah. And when he talks about control for the next couple years, it's because our window is the next couple years. I love that.
Yeah. All right, so look, a lot to react to here today as we broadcast from the McGurk's and Horsham. More and more people starting to come. We appreciate that, so come on by if you can. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ron right now. Ron, your reaction to the big trade.
Hey, guys. I'm excited about the trade. I like it, but a little caveat. There's a big but there. I thought that Tait was going to be JT's replacement in 2 years. So it's more important now than ever. I think they got to sign JT.
I don't think
JT.
He's going to be ready in 2 years. He's really young, man.
19.
Yeah. I think he's more like 3-4 years away at best.
Yeah, Ron, I think the best way to put it is there was probably going to be a bridge guy. I mean, they're definitely – unless JT was brought back for 2 or 3 years – there would have been a bridge guy. But, look, Tait's out of here. Look, it is notable that he was their fourth-ranked prospect in a system that we know has a lot of good prospects and which we know at the top has been, you know, Painter, Crawford, and help me on the other
Miller.
Guy.
Miller.
Miller. So it's, you know, Ron, I know a lot of people until last night hadn't heard of Tait, but he was four. So he's no slouch.
He's like, somewhere like 50-something in all of baseball.
Yeah, like he's a legit prospect, but still on the young side at 19.
Understand. So, I mean, I think hopefully we'll see JT around for the next couple. Alvarado, people forget about this, that Alvarado really changed the whole focus of this team with the trades and everything. So they have another decision to make there. They got to either sit him in September or pitch him till his arm falls off. That's the way I look at it.
Pitch him.
Yeah, pitch
him. Yep, use that arm.
Oh, he'll be pitching. Yeah. You can be sure of that.
Right up until the postseason.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any question about that. Ron, give me an answer, bud, for a great closing to a movie. This guy's a great closer. Give me a closing to a movie.
I'm going to stay home with Rocky. The decision was lost, and yet it was still the best feel-good movie ending. Went the distance.
All right, you got it. Certainly that is a notable one. Let's go to Rob right now in Delaware. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to let everybody know, since my years of watching baseball, 1980, we acquired one of the best closers out there in Johan Duran compared to Tug McGraw and Brad Leach of my era. They're the two best closers I've been through.
Well, yeah, look, you've seen two other really great ones. Well, first off, Bedrock won a Cy Young in 87.
But I would say
Billy Wags and Papelbon, you can't forget about them. I mean, I know it was frustrating.
We tried to with Papelbon.
Yeah, both of them irritated us to a certain extent, but both were great. I mean, both were.
So Billy Wagner's gotten the Hall of Fame last week.
So, Rob, you can't forget about those two.
Right. Yeah, but
I know you did, though.
McGraw always fell into me.
Look, we love Tug and we love Brad Lidge more than those guys for obvious reasons. Rob, give me an answer. A great closing to a movie.
Well, since we're talking about closers and we're talking about sports, I would say Jerry Maguire, when he came out, said, "You complete me." And we got a closer that can say to the Phillies.
Yeah, it's not the end of the movie. The end of the movie is talking to Roy Firestone.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Right, yep. Final scene. Yep. He's talking to Roy Firestone.
Yep. Well, recall right there.
The wide receiver is talking to Roy Firestone.
Yeah, Rob Tidwell. Yeah. And he's doing the crying thing, yep.
All right, Rube, let's talk about what today's like.
Mm.
So you've been through this. I'm going to ask just a series of questions. Let's start with this. Do you go to sleep, Leslin, after making a trade more comfortable?
Less comfortable, believe it or not.
Less,
why? I mean, you're happy that you got something done, but there's also more to do. And did you guys happen to see Dave Dombrowski? Have you ever seen him look so tired? I mean, listen,
you're
man,
right.
I will tell you, and he's always well put together, but man, these last few days, you do not sleep. Do not sleep. It takes a serious toll on you.
I noticed a sprig of hair out of place on Dombrowski.
That rarely happens.
Unusual.
Because you're still pounding at it, you're still grinding away, and you know there's more to do, and they feel like that, and they know it, and I love the fact that they are going all in because, you know, everybody was waiting around to see, you know, were they really all in? Do they really think they're good enough? Well, guess what? They're all in. When you make a move like this, they're in. Chips in. And I love that. That's sort of how I, you know, ruled my tenure. But I think it's really important for them to try to add today as well.
Sure.
They're trying.
Let's talk about today from a GM standpoint. You live this many times. So at what time do the best – let me put it this way. How much do the offers get increased today? I want player X. Yesterday I was willing to offer A and B. Is today when you're like, all right, A, B, and C. What time do you put that on the table?
Yeah, there's so much that has to go on nowadays to finalize them as far as the medical side is concerned. When you're talking about, you know, getting and moving the information back and forth, that you want to try to make sure you get something done within a couple of hours or so. I think that the last minute deals get done probably right around 5 o'clock Eastern today. 5:15 Eastern is where, you know, teams decide, you know what, I'm going to get my best offer. I'm going to move a guy. The worst thing a team that is selling can do is not sell their player.
Yeah.
And so there's some pressure on them to sell their player at the end of the day, and they're really just fielding the best offers they can get.
Ben, from a player standpoint, do you ever have an exciting trade deadline where your team acquires someone and it pumps you guys up?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, we acquired a couple. I mean, my first 2 years in Seattle, we won 93 games each year and did not make the playoffs.
Wow. Ouch. Yeah.
But we did acquire a couple guys that were kind of meh. My first year in Chicago, we got Robbie Alomar, and I'm thinking, man, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. Of course.
Like,
yeah.
This is
Robbie Alomar, best second baseman of all time, maybe. Like, one of them.
This is pretty cool. And, you know, then he got traded to us, and Robbie didn't want to play.
So it was like, he's like, I'm good.
It was like, he's out sitting on the couch for a few hours every night. Oh, but it was just one of those things, like okay, this is really going to make us better. But having that hope that your GM is going to go out and get somebody, that was something that – and you know, I understand where Kyle Schwarber is coming from. Like, I understand that, like, it means a lot. Like, hey, we want to get over the top. We have one goal in this clubhouse. We have one goal.
Yeah.
And if we can get somebody or get two somebodies, that's going to make us all that much better.
Ruben, as a buyer – and you were a seller at the end. You traded Cole at the very end.
That was not nearly as fun.
Yeah. As a buyer, is it more fun or nerve-wracking?
Oh, it's fun. It's actually equally both. I mean, it's really exhilarating to get something done. There's so many ups and downs. I mean, you're talking about ebbs and flows. Oh, my goodness. Because a deal that was dead, and Dombrowski talked about it. He thought this deal was dead a day ago or a day and a half ago with Duran, and it sort of revived itself.
It's fascinating to know what changed.
It happens all the time. You think that your deals are dead, and all of a sudden the guy will call you back and go, okay, we like your deal better.
Unbelievable.
It happens a lot, man. It's really weird.
Let's listen to Dombrowski. After the deal last night, Dombrowski addressed the media, and amongst other things, and this was right at the start, address why Duran, why this move. Here's what he said.
Made Duran the guy for you?
Well, I mean, we liked quite a few closers or quite a few relievers. There weren't very many available as time went on. Some of the other organizations decided to not make some moves, so we just thought he was the best guy out there, really, is what it came that was available to be acquired. A lot of clubs have been talking about if we were going to acquire their closer, that they were asking for Andrew Painter. We decided that we weren't going to trade Andrew in this trade. And so we felt this was a deal that we got a dominant closer for a tough price, two good players, but something that we think where we are makes sense.
He sure is a dominant closer. Here are the basic facts for you to know. 27-year-old, hard-throwing right-hander, throws 100 with frequency, has a bunch of different pitches, 2.01 ERA this year in 49 innings. So that's a big sample for a closer. Great ERA, 2.01. Career ERA over four seasons of 2.47. And the Phillies have him under team control, meaning he cannot be a free agent until after the 2027 season. That means you got him for three Octobers, 2.5 years. That is a great player to acquire. To the phones. Let's talk to Thomas in Broomall. Thomas, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, talk about the Phillies. You know, to lose to the White Sox by that much You know, with time, I think Taiwan's going to the bullpen, and I think Painter's probably going to come up this week. I mean, I feel like that's going to happen, in my opinion. Would you say that?
I don't know if it's this week. I would think probably not, but I would think if they're going to want to get him up somewhat soon. I mean,
see what he is before the playoffs. Yeah.
I mean, because Taiwan couldn't hold a lead for 5 minutes. You know,
listen, let me tell you something, Tom, Thomas. Taiwan deserves some credit for being better than we expected.
Taiwan has been a real departure from what I expected. Taiwan previous seasons, like, I didn't know what we were going to get. Taiwan this year has given us, like, really serviceable innings.
I agree with
that. They didn't lose because of him yesterday.
No, they didn't.
No, it was Lazar. Holy cow. Yesterday it felt like Lazar's in there giving up hit after hit after hit, and it ended up being seven in a row. But it did feel to me like Topper's, you know, hands were somewhat tied. You know, I don't know exactly what the message was coming down to him, but there were probably guys who were being considered.
Well, their bullpen
steals.
Their bullpen stinks.
Sort of
until you add all these guys.
There's a reason they traded prospects for the best closer in baseball.
Correct, and there's a reason they just gave David Robertson, you know, a pretty nice chunk of money for 2 months.
Which, by the way, looks like a really. I mean, we'll see how it plays out, but with the prices in it looks like a really nice move getting Robertson.
Thomas, give me a great closing to a movie.
Did anyone say Field of Dreams when Kevin Costner was having a catch with his dad?
That's a good answer.
That's a tearjerker.
Appropriate
for
little sappy
trade deadline day.
Field of Dreams. I like it.
Rhea coming in with the a little sappy. Love it.
All right, let's listen to more of Dombrowski, because one thing we wonder is what happens today. This is why we got Seltzer at the update desk here from McGurk's. We want that update desk to be active. And by the way, I mean, across baseball, it should be fascinating. Will the Phils make another move? Let's listen to what Dombrowski said yesterday.
Would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we're not done. I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So we have to kind of see what happens tomorrow, really.
John, that was a little bit of a Freudian slip, right? Right, John? We're not done. We're not done talking, right, John? That was that meant something, right, John?
It was just so poorly covered up. I think he is excited about the fact that he's not done also. He's going to go out and make a deal for a big bat that's going to make our – think about our batting order. Think about the depth of this.
Well, seven players? Come on, man. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lately has been Marsh and four.
Marsh has
randos.
Been good lately.
I know, but come on.
Marsh is batting fifth.
I'm not going to depth. I'm not going to depth with the lineup unless they have three
guys. We've got to temper our expectation a little bit here. I don't think it's going to be a big bat. A big bat is not available.
Well,
But not available unless Painter is involved.
I think you get him for Miller and Escobar.
There's any chance of getting him for Miller and Escobar.
Wow, I disagree.
So it sounds like, Steve, you don't think Kwan is in
I think he's available. I just think that the asking price is going to be way too high, and should be. He's one of the best leadoff hitters in the game.
Does that mean, in your mind, we go to the next guy?
I think that's the next tier guy. There's some guys out there.
Tier?
There's some interesting names out there.
Who do you want, Ruben? Give us some of them.
Do I want? I don't know who I want. I don't know who's really available because I'm not out there making deals. And I don't pay that much attention to it other than waiting for them to make a move. But I do believe that there's guys that it will improve this team, but I think it's going to be more of a marginal type of a move, and and that's okay. You'd love to have the big bat, but I just don't think that there's 100 pence out there right
James,
now.
You expect more than marginal.
Yeah, I do. I expect to – look, it might not be Stephen Kwan, but I think, Luis Robert makes a lot of sense, and I think the upside of that is more than marginal. He's been really good in July. Look, I know people don't love him. He is one season removed from hitting 38 home runs. In 2023, he hit 38 home runs.
Yeah, I'd call that a season and a half.
Okay, whatever. The point is, he's not that far removed from hitting 38 home runs. He's not old. He's 27 years old. He's an elite defensive center fielder, And he has shown he's really good. And also, he'd be getting out of one of the worst situations in the sport. Like, Milwaukee just traded for Andrew Vaughn, who was horrible in Chicago. He's been a monster for them for 3.5 weeks or whatever it's been, like 3 weeks. So, like, I do think there is something to getting out of that situation, getting in a better spot.
So, Luis Robert may be the most likely guy they could acquire for the outfield just because of the availability and, you know, the whole thing. Ben, we saw him the last three games. The good, the bad, the offense, the defense, what stood out to you?
I'm not a Luis Robert fan. I'm just not. There's too much swing and miss. He's way too inconsistent.
Did it bother you when Harper got that double? I mean, from a standpoint of acquiring Robert, when he just was kind of slow jogging over there to get that ball that Bryce took? Because that should have been a single. I think it was 3 days ago. I mean, that was kind of a – but he also made a great catch in center field that night.
Listen, the guy can be dynamic at times, but it's way too inconsistent. And, I don't see it from an everyday standpoint.
Look, I don't love him either. He's not, like, my top choice, but I do think he would be an upgrade over what they have in center field, without a doubt. And I think that his ceiling is incredibly high. That's the difference. Yeah.
So, for now, it's Duran. That's the player, of course, the Phil's got, and very, very likely the best player that they will acquire because he's one of the, obviously better closers in baseball, to say the least. Now that we're talking so much about him, let's learn how to say his name. I remember when Eric Lindros was acquired. I think it was Tony. Was it Tony Rea?
It was Tony.
So, and I think it was the first question in the press conference, I think. I think it was Tony that was like, so Eric, is it Lindros or Lindros? So now that we want to try to get someone's name right.
And by the way, for years, for the entire time, I phonetically spelled it in my updates. So I wouldn't
say
Lindros.
Really? So it wasn't natural for you to say Lindros?
No. It is now, but I mean, for like the first couple years, I phonetically spelled it out.
I definitely said Lindros for the first few years.
Did you?
In Delco, it was always, we got Eric Lindros. Yeah, this is awesome.
All right, let's listen to Duran saying how we should say his name. Good luck, by the way, with how he says it. Let's listen to what he said.
My name is Joan Duran. Joan Duran.
Joan Duran.
Why do I say Joan? Joan
Duran. Joan Duran. That's Joan. It. If you want to speak in Spanish, Joan Duran.
All right, Rube, how do I say it with my American accent?
Es tan sencillo.
Joan Duran.
Rhea, good luck in the updates.
No, I know. I've already struggled with it. But no, Rube, I'm serious. How do I say his name with my accent?
It's a soft J, so it's
Joanne.
Soft J, Joan Duran.
Joan Duran.
Joan Duran. Joan Duran. Joan Duran. I mean, it flows. Joan Duran. It does flow.
Joan Duran.
All right, let's talk to Tom in Abington. As we broadcast, we love being at McGurk's in Horsham. Please come out today if you can. The radio station will be here through 6 p.m. tonight. Good morning, Tom. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Pumped up,
super,
man.
Tom.
Yeah, we're excited.
Hey, I'm on my way to McGurk's. I just wanted to make sure you didn't cancel it, because of the heat or anything.
Boom.
You took it on the chin for that, huh, Joe?
By the way, no, I didn't expect that. I'm also hoping for Wednesday of next week. I've put that into the program director's
lap. Did we check the weather for Wednesday night?
There's a chance of some rain, but it's unlikely. So
just making sure.
But we don't have it locked in yet, but I'm hoping Wednesday of next week.
Well, I know that was a rough go for you, but at least you won at Are You Smarter Than It? Oh, wait. That's right. You didn't win.
By the way, Tom, I'm going to say this one thing about the Me and
here
Jack
we go.
Competition. Yeah, here we go. And I want everyone to remember this moment. There's something specific that is going to lead to me winning this competition. And I'm not going to tell anybody what it is, but I might put it in an envelope and hand it to Seltzer in the next day or two.
This is fascinating.
Because I am going to win, and I now know how and why.
Whoa!
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Hey, Dan, cut that audio for me for Drive of the Week tomorrow, please, and save it in my folder.
Dan, you're looking at me very quizzical.
That is.
I'm fascinated.
I know how and why I'm going to win, but I won't tell anybody in advance.
Wow.
I knew you were going to win anyway.
Okay. I appreciate that, Tom. All right, Tom, big move last night by the Phils. What do you make of it?
Well, KYW called him Joan Duran. We're going to have to work on his name. I love the move. Now, you guys know that I always thought that this team would disappoint at the end of the year. And while I'm excited about this move means nothing unless they do something about the bats today.
I don't know if I agree with that, because there's a chance the hitters here play better. But I will say this. It seems hard to believe they'll win the World Series, you know, the way the lineup is constructed. They really could use help, man.
Rube, does this put more pressure on Dombo today to do something about the lineup?
I don't know if it's more pressure. I know he's feeling it because he wants to bring a championship here, and I think that everybody's feeling it.
Okay, so no more pressure, no less pressure. Nah, he's just going about business.
He's going about business and trying to make the team better. I mean, I don't think he's – I think it lightens the load a little bit by getting the guy in the back end, because that was the priority. You got to close out games that you're supposed to win. And I totally agree with the move in every single way. He did exactly what I would hope as a fan and as an ex-GM.
You know, Tom, one thing we'll never know is if Jeff Hoffman had done it, and I love Jeff Hoffman, but if he had done his job in game one last year versus the Mets, maybe the Phillies would have won the World Series. I mean, we'll never know, because
those guys all imploded. They all imploded.
They did.
You guys don't forget. Now, those games were games that could be won, and they imploded. And if you cannot have an implosion in the back end of your bullpen if you want to win a World Series,
I do think we talk and fairly ad nauseum about the chasing and how bad the offense was in those spots. To Ruben's point, we don't talk enough about the bullpen completely blowing
it. It was
well.
Just as bad
no,
as the
you're
offense.
Right. You're right.
It was worse.
And I'll tell you why it's worse. Because it crushes the rest of the team.
Like, it was like both Bond in golf. Completely fell apart.
Tom is on fire today.
I will tell you that,
time Tom
that guys not getting hits in certain situations doesn't crush a team more than a bullpen guy blowing a lead or not keeping a lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Tom, give me an answer, my man. A closing to a movie.
All right, well, it's the only movie I've ever seen where the bad guy wins and half the people in the universe die, so Infinity War.
All right, Tom. You got it, my
man.
So the NL East, it really has become pretty interesting. Now, the Braves aren't what they were, and maybe we'll struggle to rise again in the next two or three years. We'll see. But
please,
the Phillies,
please.
Yeah. But the Phils and Mets are in quite a war here, both within this season and also payroll and all that sort of stuff. Let's listen to something Ken Rosenthal said yesterday, because the Mets also made some moves yesterday. Here's Rosenthal on the Phils moves, the Mets moves, the NL East. Here's Rosenthal.
They could be both vying for Luis Robert or other bats in the market right now. So that competition is going to continue. I expect them both to make additional moves. And I don't know if it's Luis Robert Jr. or not, but these teams, again, they see the prize. And I don't know that any of these clubs in the NL, the real contenders, the Cubs, the Mets, the Phillies, see the Dodgers as invincible. And that's why we're seeing them behave as they are. And I would add the Padres into that as well. They all believe that there is a pathway here to playing really deep in October.
James, what did you make of the Mets moves yesterday?
We got an old-fashioned arms race here. It's been a while. It's exciting. I thought the Mets made really nice moves yesterday. I think they gave up a lot, especially for Tyler Rogers, a 35-year-old, you know, rental guy. I thought it was a lot of Drew Gilbert's a good prospect. And Helsley, I said yesterday, Helsley's one of the best closers in baseball, but it's another rental. So they added two guys, and they added Soto too, but I'm not as high on that one. But the other two moves are both legitimate guys. Tyler Rogers is a pitcher, gives the Phillies trouble. Like, it's they make good moves. I think Duran is better than either of those guys, without a doubt. Even forgetting the control just for this season, Duran is better. But the Mets definitely made themselves better.
So the Phils and the Mets obviously really close. I think the Phils are a half game out right now with 2 months to go. Mets have struggled this week. Obviously, the Phils had some issues in the series they just played in Chicago. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. JP in Plymouth Meeting. JP, good morning. JP not there, not ready to roll. We go to Joel in Oxford, unless it's Joel Embiid. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning. This is a great trade. I remember when the St. Louis got Steve Carlton to Philadelphia. So, and on the Sunday package, I can't wait to see this pitcher in action.
Well, listen, man, he's going to make a big difference. There's no, and we're not going to know how much what they gave up will hurt for really years to come, but we know this guy's going to make a difference, and hopefully the rest of the club can raise their game up, because the hitter's got to hit. That's now, to me, what comes into focus the most. The hitter's got to hit, man, because they have a great starting rotation.
And with him, with this new guy and Robertson, plus other starters that are going to go into the bullpen, I think they're going to have a good bullpen in October. Right, John? This is going to come down to whether they hit or sit.
Yeah, definitely. We're still going to add to that group.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Fitting. It is exciting how this bullpen's going to look with the additions that we're making as well, with Lizardo heading to the bullpen.
Well, we don't know that for sure because Nola's got to reestablish. Ruben, gut feeling right now, more likely to start in the postseason. Aaron Nola or Lizardo?
Aaron Nola. I think Lizardo's going to the pen.
I do too.
Nola's not going to the pen.
But Ruben, Nola's got to prove he's good.
Of course. Of course. He has to be sort of closer to the Nola of last year than he was the Nola of the beginning of this year. No question.
All right, Joel, what else you got, pal?
I want to give you an ending to a great movie.
Yes, sir.
The Planet of the Apes, when Charlton Heston saw the Statue of Liberty.
All right, my man.
I like that one.
Joel, good answer right there.
That's a great answer.
That's a potential winner.
Let's go to Jay. The best answer is still totally available, by the way.
According
all right, Jay.
You.
Huh?
According to you.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you, Jay.
JP and Plymouth Meeting.
What else matters?
No, yeah, no, just my
I was
opinion.
On mute.
No worries, pal.
Guys,
what do you got, JP?
I'm excited, man. We got one of the best closers in baseball. I mean, and I don't think we gave up that much for him.
We gave up a lot, man.
Well, compared to other teams, I think, we didn't give up Painter, and I really thought we were going to, after hearing that, Painter will never be on the table, kind of makes me feel a little better, but I thought they were going to make a move and Painter was going to be gone.
I was worried about it, too. I really was, JP, but I think it's pretty clear now what Dombrowski said. He ain't going anywhere.
I think they gave up a lot, but also got a good deal.
I think both
things can be true.
Totally, totally.
Yeah. And guys, let's just remember, man. Starting tonight. Like we're gonna have starting football preseason tonight, right?
That is correct. We have the Hall of Fame game tonight.
So we're finally having football. Football starts tonight. I'm never excited for the preseason, but the Eagles got me excited.
Well, and by the way, not just Hall of Fame game tonight, but and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but congrats to Eric Allen, who goes into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Finally. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Well-deserved.
It was such a legitimate, great cornerback. Great.
It's like Dick Allen not getting in. I mean, it's a little bit like Dick Allen not getting in. Thankfully, he did it before, the man was still with us.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Why was it? EA was small. EA was light and short.
I think Deion Sanders and Rod Woodson's greatness maybe hurt Eric Allen a little bit. Same era.
Oh.
And not as good as those two.
And the NFL is hard
might
to get
into. Might have hurt him a little bit there.
The NFL Hall of Fame is hard to get into.
I was annoyed, John. I was annoyed when Aeneas Williams made it
instead of
before Eric Allen.
Yep.
That one bothered me.
But it's a high standard. It's not like basketball. Like the NFL Hall of Fame is a real, it's tough to get into.
It is tough.
Yeah.
It is tough. JP, you pumped up with the trade last night?
I am. I'm totally pumped. I'm excited. I think we've still got one more left. I think they're going to go with I hope they go with a right-hander, but I think there's going to be one more trade left. We'll see. We got, 10 more hours? 10 more hours?
Yeah, we got 10 hours and 10 minutes. That's exactly right.
So we'll, I'm excited. And I do think because we got one of the best closes in baseball, I have one of the best closing to any movie ever.
Let me hear it.
I'm going to go with Casablanca.
Oh, Casablanca. Yeah. That's a great answer.
Well, I think...
Walking away, I think it's the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Let me tell you this. The answer I have in mind is much better than the end of Casablanca. And by the way, Rick should have stayed with frickin' Ingrid Bergman.
I'm going to tell you I have the winner.
No, no.
Oh, I've
hold
got
on.
It.
Hold on.
Ruben, I'm going to text it to you. I'm going to text it to you right now, and I want you to tell me.
Text one
real
back.
Quick, can we go back? You think he should have, she should have.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't fight in the war. No.
What about the
love
world?
Over war. No.
Love over war.
If there's nuclear war, I'm taking Amy from Villanova. We're going to Australia, and we survive.
Okay, so it shows what kind of person you are.
Yeah, that's
Rick, a better person. Than you.
All right, Ruben, I just texted you.
Rick cares about humanity.
I just texted you the winning answer for today. Tell me if you agree. Closing scene.
Totally disagree.
Wow. All right, we'll
that's
find
a good
out.
One. It's a good one.
All right,
it's not
settle
good
down. All right,
wait, nuclear war. Why you go to Australia?
That's the least likely to be bombed.
Who says?
I said. Well, I mean,
I just called
were
me
we gonna
off
we gonna hang on in New York and Philly? I mean, we're gonna be one of the first bombed.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're in between New York and Washington D.C. We die.
Oh, that's
we
great.
Might not
good
be
morning,
the
everybody.
City,
you're gonna
but we
die,
die
at some point.
We're beneath New York and above Washington. We die in a nuke war.
But we got a great closer.
We do got a great closer. They better get to October before Putin gets to
closer.
Us. All right, let's listen to more of Dombrowski because you said an awful lot yesterday. After the and by the way, we're going to play the full Dombrowski press conference at 8:20 today. It was really some very interesting stuff. So stay tuned, 8:20. You'll hear the whole thing. But I thought this was the most notable thing he said in the press conference yesterday when Andrew Painter's name came up. Listen to what Dombrowski said.
With Painter, you said you weren't going to move him, at least in this trade, or at least at this time, for a closer or reliever. Is he?
No, we're not. We're just not moving him.
You're just not moving him, period.
We weren't
flatly.
Okay. Well, we weren't. I mean, I can't tell you 5 years from now.
No, no. I mean that's right now. Right now. Right now.
No, we were talking about not
trading. Okay.
No, we're not trading.
Okay.
And there were a couple other guys we told him we weren't going to trade either. So.
Okay. I mean, that's
that last part was really interesting too.
Who
that, I mean,
would
is that,
that?
I mean, probably Aiden Miller and Crawford, theoretically.
But it
would
doesn't
be
make sense to me that no one else would be
it's,
an untouchable.
Well, hold
well,
on.
Also, I don't think that necessarily what he says to the media is the truth.
He ain't
right.
trading Andrew Painter.
That's the
I don't
point.
Think he's trading Andrew Painter. But if you remember, a few years ago, he said Logan Ohapi and Ben Brown are untouchable, and
right.
then he traded them a day later. So, like, that's GM speak. I agree with you. The way he said the Painter thing specifically makes me feel like Painter actually is off the table.
Yeah.
Well, he said there are four major pieces, and those are the top 100 guys, and that would mean that Painter is one of those four. It's just it would take a really special deal, a really special bat to get.
I don't think
Painter,
such an offer.
Miller, Escobar, and Crawford are there four guys they have left. Arun Escobar is the one we don't talk about a lot. Infielder, great prospect.
Yeah, you
as
don't
well.
Hear that name.
All right, let's go to LeVert in Erie Avenue. Good morning, LeVert.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great, LeVert.
Hello? Yeah.
We got you, buddy. Go ahead, pal.
Yeah. The trade was a great trade. I was a little unsure because I went to bed early yesterday. So I didn't know what had happened. And then I woke up about 3:30 this morning, and the first thing I saw was Suarez traded. And I thought it was Ranger, but it was for the Mariners, Eugene.
How long do you sleep? The trade was around 5 p.m. and you just woke up?
Yeah. I ate dinner and went to bed about 6:30.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, I'm up at 3:30 in the morning. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
You got it, pal.
Good for you, LeVert.
Yeah, so, great.
So, LeVert, are you excited?
I'm very excited. I just want to make sure that bullpen can come out and do their job. And now we just need another small ball hitter. And we get that, and we're off to the races.
I'll take a home run hitter.
I'll take an outfielder, all right? I don't care if small
either
ball
or
bopper.
Just a hitter. How about that?
I just need an outfielder.
Yeah,
LeVert,
I
tend to think he'll get one.
Hitter.
The question is how good will he be? You know, we don't really know that. I mean, if you remember 2022, it was Brandon Marsh, who did a nice job that year, but thereafter has largely struggled. Last year, who was that guy last year?
Last year was Austin Hayes. Yeah.
I mean, he was brutal. Now he got sick.
He got sick.
So he was going to be. I thought that was a great pickup for a lot of reasons, and it just didn't work out. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Look at the season he's having right now. This guy's lit. We'd love to have him right now.
You think that was just bad luck?
He would be the best guy we could get right now.
He had the kidney infection or whatever. Nothing you could do about that.
He
can have a healthier kidney.
I think he hurt his hamstring right out of the shoe.
Oh, Joe, take that back.
I got a World Series to win. Don't give me a
kidney infection.
You can't hold it.
No. Is that inappropriate?
Very inappropriate.
Seriously.
Come on, Ben.
Come on, Ben.
All right, I take it back.
He didn't die. He's fine. You can say it. It's okay.
Levert, give me a great closing to a movie. A great closing. Closer was acquired yesterday. What do you got?
I got a great one, The Silence of the Lambs. When Hannibal Lecter is on the phone with the detective and he tells her. Exactly.
That's a good answer, LeVert. That's a very good answer, buddy. Yeah, that's really good. All right, let's go to Matt in Marlton. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
Doing great, Matt.
First-time caller, former employee at WIP, I actually was.
Nice.
Jeez.
What was your role, and what year was it?
It was 2019 to 2020, and I was an intern for Angelo's show.
Nice. Well, we welcome you back, Matt.
I thank you guys for that. I want to talk about, I know you guys mentioned it earlier, but I think if you get a legitimate chance at Steven Kwan, he really does upgrade the outfield for you, and if you're able to do it, in a way where you're not able to use Crawford in that trade, then you're able to pull in Crawford as your new center fielder. I think that's a good two-player swing right there for you.
Well, if you can pull all of that off, I don't know how pull-offable that is. I mean, you're going to have to give up a lot to get him. So, you know,
would you give up Aiden Miller for him?
You're going to have to give up both Crawford and Miller for the guy.
Probably something like that, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he is without a doubt.
If you're willing to do that, then go ahead, but I'm not. And I love Kwan. I think I'd love to have Kwan, but I don't think I'd give up both Crawford and Miller for him. I really don't.
That is true. I agree with that. I do agree with that.
All right, Matt, give me a great closing to a movie.
I think this has a chance of being the winner. How about The Usual Suspects? The ending
has already been said. Give me a different answer.
All right, yes, so I'll counter with, how about the ending to The Dark Knight Rises when you reveal that Batman lived after the explosion?
All right, my man. We got you. You got it. Aunt Matt, appreciate the call.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.